Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. Sorry for the delay. We've been really behind. Got tied up earlier this morning.
That's what we were told.
Yeah. Okay, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you just state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Yeah, sure will. My name is J.Y. Harold Wetmore. 75517.
Okay, Mr. Wetmore.
Yeah.
We've been authorized to do a two-panel hearing for revocations for the remainder of the day, sir. So
okay.
In addition to the other member that's with us that's conducting the hearings, is the Honorable Luis Quinones and myself. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for this hearing today, sir.
So I'm going to ask you something. Steve Turner present?
Steve Turner?
My parole officer. I sent him a letter asking him to assist me in this hearing. He's the one that violated me for alcohol in my system. I asked him, I have a piece of paper stating that I asked him to assist me in this hearing here, and to I'm requesting his approval to go back to Church on the Street or to substance abuse for the remaining time of my prison sentence, which is like 4 months. Whichever he decides, I mean, I was trying to get his assistance. I don't know exactly how this thing works. I've never done this before.
Okay. Well, you know, you that will come in place after the board makes a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. So let me get started with your hearing today on your revocation, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
on that form, sir, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire a licensed attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I'm representing myself today, please.
Okay. Also with us, sir, is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board would make a determination whether your terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board would make a determination whether you should be your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, Mr. Wetmore. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations, sir, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Okay, I'm looking at it right here. Yep.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about March 29, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 30, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay. And the second allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about April 2nd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true. And that is where it says that I made up a bunch of excuses. And at that point in time, I was hesitating because I have accumulated a number of things. I've been out of prison for quite a while, and I was working.
Mr. Whitmore?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go into that. We'll give you that opportunity when we go in phase two of your hearing, which we're getting ready to do.
Okay.
We're in phase one, so, sir, based on your question, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Whitmore was delinquent. He violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, sir. I got to mark some paperwork. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady.
Okay. Sure, I understand.
Okay.
Mr. Whitmore of Venetian DOC, on November 4th of 2016, he was arrested on April 2nd of 2018 by borough staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on April 2nd of 2018. He has a CSED of October 4th of 2018 that reflects zero obscene days. Current conviction, 2006, promoting prison contraband, 12 years. Prior convictions, 1989, theft, 1 year, 6 months, 1991, theft, 4 years, 1992, theft, 3 years, 9 months, 1996, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years, 1999, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months, 1999, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months, 2001, theft and human transportation, 4 years, 6 months, 2005, trafficking in stolen property, 1 year, 9 months. He has 5 terms of DOC. He has CEYR scores of 2-3, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 3. He is affiliated as a white supremacist. 5 terms of supervision, 1994, transitional release, arrested and revoked by the BOPC. 1997, TIS release, completed 5 months. 2004, TIS release, completed 11 months. 2006, TIS release, absconded for 66 days, arrested on new felony charges, reached CSED while in custody. Disciplinary violations are significant, with violence noted. Under arrest, 1982, burglary, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 82, theft and means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1982, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1982, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1982, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. Community risk score is a G6 V8.
All righty. Mr. Brady, before we go into this, he asked about that PO. Is there any notice in there about the PO that he asked about?
What's the name of the PO again?
Sir, what is the
PO? Steve Turner, sir.
Steve Turner?
Yes, sir. I asked him to give me a recommendation to possibly go back to Church on the Street or to the place they was wanting me to go to.
Okay. So, sir, I don't... Go ahead.
Steve Turner is a hearing officer now. Okay. No longer a part of that unit anymore.
Okay, so Steve Turner's not with that unit anymore. He's a hearing officer at this time. But they're not they're... policy for the parole officers is to not make a recommendation to the Board of Executive Tenancy.
I didn't know. This is the first time I don't recall ever doing this ever before. This is the longest I've ever been out of prison.
All right. Okay,
and,
So let me go to some stuff with you, Mr.
Sure, Parker. Sure.
So you were released on October 4th of 16. Released from prison with your approved residence at Church on the Street. You were approved to reside in January 27th of 18. You were approved to reside at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. And then looks like June 12th of 17, you were approved to reside at Phoenix Oasis, 2222 East Polk Street. I think that's June 2nd of 2018, maybe?
Yeah.
You were approved to reside at Phoenix Oasis, 2222 East Polk Street.
Yep.
And then it looks like November 26th of 17.
800 West Willis.
You were, 800 West Willis Street at number 2160 in Chandler. Then
yep.
You were approved to reside at 756 East University Drive in Phoenix.
House.
Yeah, so someone's at a house. Whose house was that?
That was me and my girlfriend's house. I started out at Church on the Street. I broke the rules there. I had too many cell phones. I got kicked out of there. And then I went to church. Then I went to TLC. I graduated from that place. And then I moved over to 800 West Willis. And then from 800 West Willis apartment complex, we eventually saved our money and we got a house off it. 756 East University, sir. And then my very last residence was 1412 West Vogel, sir.
Okay, 1412 West Bobo?
Yes, sir, yes.
Are you still with your girlfriend?
We're not together anymore because we had a domestic problem, and Mr. Turner advised me that we can't live together, can't associate with each other until I'm off parole, because the officers were called to the residence.
Well, that's absolutely true, sir. So it looks like for the program that you were referred to, task color, the UA program, you had UAs assigned to you, color
platinum.
You had for random drug testing on 1228, your color was changed to maroon.
During that time,
you had two R swab tests and 26 UA samples while under supervision. And it looks like on 1115, you had a diluted. 1223, it was diluted and positive for alcohol. And then it looks like you were negative, 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 failed to submit, negative, negative, failed to submit a sample in April of 17, you were negative, then you had diluted, then negative. Whoa, then you all of a sudden, sir, had a positive for methamphetamine. And then you again, they were all negative until March of 29th, 18, you were positive for alcohol. You were referred to CHC for program. You attended 28 group sessions, just three group sessions, completing the program on October 12th of 17. On October 11th, you were referred to MRC ITH program and medically discharged on
October 12th. I broke my shoulder there.
Okay, well, sir, you looked like you were doing well for a while.
Well, here's the thing is, yes, I was. And Steve Turner was a very good parole officer, and I've been locked up for a long time, and I don't have relationship skills, and I went through some stuff, and Steve has disciplined me, and, you know, parole agencies is there to help you to learn how to take responsibility for your own selves, and that's what he's helped me do. And you know, I've came a long ways, and you know, I did have some hiccups in the road, but you know, I've that's for sure, you know what I mean, and I've owned up to all my mistakes. But one thing I was unprepared for was relationship problems, and I'm not going to go into it, but yes. And also, if you noticed, when I got out, my employment thing, I'm an iron worker by trade. I went to work for J.E. Steel, and then eventually I started my driving career. And when they asked me if I wanted to go to this drug treatment program, I was panicking. I was thinking, the first thing that came to my mind was, my bills. I have car payments, insurance payments. I have accumulated a lot of stuff out there being productive. And I was just panicking because backstepping because, well, all these things I was going to lose, like my car and everything, got repoed and everything, and that's how come I hesitated. All reality is my own fault, sir.
Okay, Mr. Redmore, you say that you paused because of the things that you have, but the reality is you're back in prison. And you don't have those things at all.
I was given a chance to go ahead and go back into this one program, but I was hesitating because they said I kept on making excuses, and I was like, what about my shoulder? I have a surgery. I broke my shoulder at MRC playing football, and I had a shoulder surgery scheduled. I was thinking, how am I going to go to this? If I go to there, if I go to this this program here, and my car payments. The bottom line is that I was hesitating, I was backstepping, and I should have just went along with what they wanted me to do. If you could understand that, you know, that was just, I was hesitating, and you know.
So let me ask you, Mr. Redmore. So let me ask you a question, sir. What are you doing now? Are you doing drugs or are you doing alcohol in prison? Because you did very well for a long period of time, and then you start drinking alcohol, and then you went from alcohol to using methamphetamine and spice.
I admitted that. Yeah. Well, I broke my shoulder, and I was going through some relationship problems, and I had quit using drugs for a long time. And I talked to Steve about this, and I really came a long ways. And I can't explain it. You know what I mean? I'm nowhere. I got a lot of help through Stephen. I tell you, I support the MRC program because they give you a lot of good counseling there.
Well, Mr. Wetmore, I believe they give you good counseling, but the problem has been you. Are you willing to participate in those programs or what?
Yes, well, I just said I should have just went along with Mr. Turner and been in the program instead of hesitating. I wouldn't be sitting here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like they tried to work with you.
But you understand what I'm saying. I have a broken shoulder right now, and I had a surgery like a week prior to, like a week or so ago. I was supposed to go to surgery.
Mr. Wetmore.
Yeah.
You got two choices. Prison. Or working through the program. Those are the only two choices you have, sir.
Yeah. So well, you can't do what you want to hear, sir. Working through the program.
Do you prefer to be in prison?
I prefer to work through the program.
You understand that you only have two choices, that you have to do what your PO tells you to do.
All right, sir.
Let's see if my colleague has any questions for you.
All right, sir.
Okay. All right. Mr. Wetmore, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us? We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing.
I explained myself about this number two allegation, and I just, I wanted to make sure that I was clear that I have accumulated, car payments and this and that, and I've never had these issues before. I've been in prison for a very long time, and I've been productive. Steve Turner can verify that. I came a long ways, and one thing, his job is to make sure that I'm accountable for my actions, and that's what a parole officer is for, to help you to be accountable for all the things that you do out there. I dropped the ball. I should have just went to the suggested place that they was trying to send it to, but I was just panicking and hesitating on what about my personal stuff. That's the bottom line.
Those are material things got you right back up in prison.
I'm just being truthful, though. That's it.
I appreciate you being truthful, sir.
I never had any personal stuff for a long time, man. I got to start over, but.
Alright, well, it does show that you had several jobs and that you were working during that period of time. Mr. Wetmore, we're about to go into discussion, sir. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, remain silent while you're on the phone so the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
No problem.
Alright, the board is now in discussion. According to Mr. Wetmore was doing very well. He was working during that period of time. He did. According to him, work and accumulate some things, working with Steel, and I think that he said he had some problems with his girlfriend, and they moved, they bought a house, they were on his own, and he relapsed and started back to using drugs. But I think Mr. Wetmore is being honest. I think that he understands what the job of the PO is, and that he's not trying to find fault with the PO, that the PO did assist him and try to get him, and that he now understands that after he accumulated all the materialistic things, he was just worried about what was going to happen to him if he went into a program. But I think that he understands that. I think that if Mr. Wetmore was allowed the opportunity to get out and get back involved, I think he would complete those programs, get him a job, and continue to be a productive citizen. However, I'm willing to listen to my colleague.
I agree, sir.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to continue Mr. Wetmore on community supervision with the same conditions as well as some amended conditions. Those amended conditions would be that he must enter and successfully complete a treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment, and that his PO is to start revocation upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing UA. That would be my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Wetmore?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board has voted to continue on your community supervision under the same conditions and some amended conditions. One of the amended conditions are that you have to successfully complete treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment, and that the PO is to start revocation of process upon the first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA. Sir, can you live with those conditions?
Yeah, I can. Which program do you want me to do?
That's going to be up to your to the parole officers. We do not dictate which programs to go into. So whoever is assigned to you as a parole officer will work with you on that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Wetmore, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to participate in this hearing. Could you put the CO3 on the phone, please?
The CO3 is not here, but there's an officer here.
Okay, put the officer on the phone.
Thank you.
All right.
Officer Nelson.
Okay, hi, officer. Thank you for having him ready for us. That's the only one that we have. We're going to move on to our next one. Thank you.